Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should forewarn you that on the Mike O'Mara Show today, I am at the mercy of an extraordinarily angry Comcast worker who is in our neighborhood right now. Shortly before we were going to tape this broadcast, this individual apparently was working on a node. There are lots of nodes in the world of cable connectivity. And so they've been doing so much work in our community as they attempt to bundle. That's
upgrade.
Something that these companies love to
bundle.
They
love the bundle.
So we have been we've been socialized with our television down here, where we are all forced to pay for Comcast, whether we want it or not. And the fact is they are installing these new lines in there. Now, overall, that can be a good thing. But the fact is they have been in here for months. And today, right before we were going to go on, I looked at the guys and they went, pew.
Yeah,
and that meant that things stopped. So I, because I can actually do this now, as opposed to a system-wide failure, this I know is usually within the community, and I can literally jump into my car, drive around, find one of these guys, and have a brief conversation, yeah. Say what's happening. And that usually, almost to a man, I've probably done it three times,
yeah.
And it's always a very pleasant little exchange. They're doing their thing. They tell me what's going on. You know, it's a tough job being a cable man.
Sure.
It really is. The cable guy,
Stankless.
You know, they made a movie about it. It was so problematic. Mm. But today I found the guy that wasn't having any of it.
Cable guy.
And perhaps I didn't approach him the proper way by saying, I got 50,000 people that want to listen to this show today. And he said, I got 400 customers out of work. Not out of work, but they are out of work because they're retired.
They're retirees.
So when you greet up, when you say, excuse me, and he said, yeah, as he was walking away from me with his back turned to me, he explained to me that it would be 20 minutes to an hour. Well, the good news is it was less than 20 minutes. The bad news is we're not quite sure whether they're finished yet.
Yes.
So be aware that during this broadcast, if Rob and Oscar finish the show, that'll be because something terrible has happened. But
yes.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
Good.
And I want to, you know, just move on if we can. Now, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, are you familiar with the movie Rashomon?
No.
It's a movie where the same story is told from different people's points of view throughout
Ooh.
The movie. And it's a device that's used in movies and television. I'd like to tell you the way you sounded when you called me after you spoke to the cable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because my phone rang and
your perspective.
I said, hello. And your first thing you said was, that guy's a dick.
Now, before, the one thing I want to do is we have not one, but two interns on campus today.
Three.
Two brand new. Three. Well,
an oldie
two,
but goodie.
And four if you count Adrian.
I don't count the new ones.
Okay.
I mean, I don't count the old ones. I count the new ones.
Okay.
That's who I count. So we have Jennifer,
Jessica,
and Sally,
and Alexis
from American University. Who do we have?
We have Jennifer and Alexis. I'm sorry, Jessica. No, you messed me up. Remember, we met Jessica last week.
See, the bit is you get it right.
I know. I got confused. We have Jessica.
You were born confused.
And we have Alexis, who we've never even spoken to Alexis. And she is here from American University. She is a PR major, class of 19, and she will be joining us on Tuesdays and Thursdays this semester.
Alexis, does anybody call you Allie?
No.
Does anybody call you Alex?
No, just Alexis.
Because it's spelled E-L-E-X-I-S. Alexis.
Like elixir.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like a magic potion, like an elixir. Is that, how did you get your name, Alexis?
My mom named me because the members of my family, our names, like all start with E. My mom is Exley, and my grandfather and my uncle are both X-ree. So
oh, cool.
I would be Alexis.
Neat.
Yeah,
so cool.
Nice.
I love it. Alexis, you also hail like Sarah does from American University.
Jessica.
Like Jessica does. Jessica and Alexis. Alexis, are you living on campus currently?
No, I live at home. I commute.
You commute. Okay, so we were comparing. You, Jessica, you spent some time in Letts Hall at American University.
Yes.
Is that correct? I spent time in McDowell Hall. Have you ever been by McDowell Hall, Alexis?
Yeah,
I've heard. Yeah, you can actually still smell the dorm where I was. It smells like stale beer and feet, and it actually it still gross. Exists from 1979. Yeah, 1980. So I am an American University graduate. When I went to American University, both Jessica and Alexis, I should tell you that they had something referred to as the algebra competency requirement, something that I struggled with mightily as I tried to graduate. And then the day I passed the test, they lifted the requirement. So I would have graduated anyway.
Really?
Yes. Right around that same. And I, you know, I probably exaggerate when I say the day. Maybe within 2 days, they had lifted the competency requirement after I had passed it. I struggled with mathematics. That's why I'm in this profession, you see. And that's what happened.
That means the people at American what a bunch of nodes.
Yeah, they were nodes.
They were
total nodes. But welcome, Alexis. Welcome, Jessica. Jessica, just a warning to you: there will be no texting of any kind during the broadcast.
Yes.
Want to make sure that you know you are on your electronic device, like all people your age are. But that's okay. Not trying to embarrass anybody here. And let me ask Jessica, because I can see Jessica right
yes.
now.
Yeah,
right.
You got a bird's eye view of the technical meltdowns that occur on the Mike O'Mara show, because we're such a small little operation. How would you say we handled that, Jessica?
Pretty well. Yeah. I mean, we waited until it happened. We recorded that segment that you guys are going to play later.
Yeah, we were going to actually decide to play the Oscar nominations because is it Tiffany Haddish?
Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish kind of mangled the Oscar presentations today. And then I made more of it than when we recorded it because it was just lots of, you know, proper nominations, and then once in a while she would get one wrong, but it still drove me nuts.
Sure.
It still drove me well, more nuts
you
come, than
you also
else.
Have a different perspective because you know how it's supposed to be done.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And, you know, it's
as a
always, they always say it's early. Yeah, you know what? Why don't they bring a couple of broadcasters
yeah,
in there?
That'd be great.
They, yeah.
You know, bring a couple. We don't need the British guy. We don't need the stand-up comedian actress. You just bring a couple of broadcasters.
Like Chris
in
Berman?
There. Yeah, sure.
Jim Nance?
Yes, bring Jim Nance in there. Hi, friends. Your other nominations.
Three billboards outside heading Missouri. Back.
Yes, sir. Bring John. Bring the corpse of the late John Facende. You know. Get out. Yes. Meryl Streep.
How would
in
he say
the post?
How would he say Jordan Peele?
Jordan, Get Out, directed by Jordan Peele.
Nice.
You see, yeah, that's
that
what they
be,
need.
Some gravitas.
Fun, yeah. That's neither here nor there because, I should tell both Alexis and Jessica that we have a feature that we do on Tuesdays here, and this is where our listeners
yes.
correspond with us. It's called the Tuesday Mailbag, and now without further ado, it's not about us.
No.
It's not about me. It's about you,
it's
ladies and gentlemen.
All about you.
All about you. Yes. All about you. All about you. Congratulations to the nominees.
It's all about you.
You are.
It's
yes.
all about you.
You are.
All
yeah.
the time. All
right.
these things that I
do.
It's all yeah. about you.
Wah.
It's all about you.
The upper
you.
Line is yours, Rob. The bottom line is mine. Anyway, this is my favorite part of the free show right there. Engaged. Welcome. Here we are. The mailbag today. First and foremost, sending warm
happy
thanks
birthday.
To Alicia Frumkin. For the marvelous 8-pack of Girl Scout cookies, and to our old buddy Hari Ginka for the case of Mexican Coke. Alicia and Hari are as sweet as the gifts they sent. So, when did we get the cookies?
The cookies came on Friday?
Yes. With cake and cookies.
Who reaped the rewards? Who grabbed most of the Girl Scout cookies?
There was actually a wonderful moment. I believe I believe Jessica was having her interview visit when the cookies arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
I offered
that's
her a box of cookies, and Oscar came in and took a sleeve of her Thin Mints.
Yeah, I said,
oh,
give me that
good.
Back. I need half of that.
So it says,
so I can eat my emotions.
A marvelous 8-pack of Girl Scout cookies. You have accounted for one sleeve of Thin Mints. Let me get back to my original question. What happened to the Girl Scout cookies?
There please? Are three, I believe, three boxes in the fridge. Pony, did you take some?
Yeah, I took s'mores and tagalongs.
I see. And I believe Dan O'Brien might have taken some cookies.
Yes.
I took none. Oh, I did eat trefoils in studio, though. Yes. I ate trefoils in studio.
You took none home?
I took none home.
Wow, you are disciplining yourself. You're getting so svelte.
Oh, yeah, look at me. I feel a little lightheaded from being so hungry.
That's astonishing. by the way, for breakfast this morning, vegan tuna salad.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Oh,
what do they make it out of?
There's not a person in that studio that would not eat that and not absolutely love it. I know you react like that, but I will tell you it is absolutely phenomenal. We have shared it with members of the neighborhood here, and it is spectacular.
Is it soy?
Imagine tuna fish. No, it's garbanzo beans.
Oh.
Imagine tuna salad with none of the yucky canned tuna. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I hate when tuna gets in my tuna salad.
That's the worst part.
It is the worst. Yuck. Can I pick it out?
All right. Good guy Kim Don had a milestone birthday this week. He is now in his stupendous, suffering, stagnant, and sexy 60s.
Whoa.
Woo.
Nice. Congrats on the big 6-0, Kim. You demand, and that's one that's going to be depression for me. That's going to be the big depression.
60.
That's when you begin. That's when you are on the top of that black diamond, looking down at death. That's the way that is to me.
Thank God I'll never see it.
January 11th marked the birthday of one of the show's faves, Miss Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Nice.
And we received this note. Happy birthday, Mo. We love you to the moon and back, Jimmy and Kelsey.
Isn't that nice?
Beautiful?
That's so nice. Sweet.
We'll be seeing Mr. Cerrito in about a week or so for the big Super Bowl party. Michael Jackson writes,
No, it's not that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Jackson writes, hey, just wanted to let you know that even without reading my post threads about the audio changes, it was noticed and welcomed. For a good long time, I've always had to raise volume in the car when listening to the podcast. And by the way, we're slipping on it again. I'm sorry I listened yesterday, so we got to tweak it again, guys. You got to tweak it every day. Because yesterday, I did the old radio podcast connectivity change, and no, we're doing Pony.
Yeah, I'm listening.
When we upload that show, you make it, you care. You want to scream, something you never do. Pretend you're shouting at the world. You want to scream at the world. Just fight it. Fight the urge to upload it softer. Thank you. I just wanted to share that. For a good long time, I've always had to raise the volume in the car when listening to the podcast and then remember to turn it down for any other audio. Bingo.
Yes.
I was delightfully shocked going from an older bonus show into Friday's episode, then to have to turn down the volume. Kudos all around. Yeah, keep it up. Let's keep it up. Yep. Let's stay on that.
And
stay
keep the feedback coming.
Yes, we love the feedback.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And thank you for that. Hello, gents. On this very day, a wonderful friend of mine, Stacy Licati of Baltimore, will hit a milestone birthday. I tell you which one, but a gentleman never reveals a lady's age.
No, Arch.
Yes. Oh. She and I share the common bond that is TMOS. And we can often be found snickering to ourselves about something no one else gets. While no plans have been made for the celebration, she's a big fan of The Bad Place.
Oh.
That's the gambling joint. So I'd like to drop a Bitcoin in the one-armed bandit and hope that Baltimore Billy Sikorsky would be available to wish her a happy birthday. Well, he can't. And we don't even bother spinning it because I'm doing Arch Camp. Thanks so much for all the funny, and we're making plans for you to join us at the live show in Vegas, or they're making plans to join you. Yeah, Andrew Zellinger. Yes, sir. Greetings from a loyal listener in lovely Hagerstown, Maryland. I was caught by surprise last week to hear you mention a restaurant located in my hometown, Paul's Pancake Barn in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania.
I forgot that it was in Dillsburg. I knew that it was on 15.
Dillsburg. By the way, that's where everybody walks around and goes, a date!
Dilly dilly.
Don't be a dill. Unfortunately, the barn and its connected watering hole, Flapjack's Pub.
It's got to be great.
We're going to Paul's Pancake Barn in Dillsburg, and we're going to have a few cocktails at Flapjack's Pub. Well, it recently shut down operations permanently. Doesn't that suck?
It does.
Places like that in America, you know, be replaced by what, another Cracker Barrel?
Well, you want to go get a few pops at Flapjack's, and you can't anymore because it's gone.
Flapjack's Pub, you know? I love beer and pancakes. Have no fear, though. The barn is still there, and the Dillsburg Mall, also a barn, is only about a mile away on the other side of Route 15. Thanks for all the laughs. Greg Yost. Thank you, Greg. Gentlemen, my wonderful wife, Jacqueline, celebrated a milestone birthday over the weekend. I won't tell you how old she is, but we've been celebrating her 28th birthday for 12 years now. I get it. I know that our whole family would get a kick out of hearing her name on the podcast. Thanks, guys, and keep bringing the funny. All right, so her name is Jacqueline AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS. Oh, that was I. Oh. See, I was broadcasting when that was a really tough
thing.
Yeah,
big problem.
Jacqueline AIDS. Jacqueline AIDS this show by having her husband send in a letter.
And a great diet candy, as you recall. Remember AIDS diet candy?
Yeah, what? Went out of business when the health
diet
scare of the
candy?
80s happened.
Yeah, was it the more you eat, the more you lose?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a weight loss thing.
I never
and
knew
it was
that.
Called AIDS. So
bad
you can
timing
imagine.
On the marketing.
There, mm-hmm. there weren't any jokes about that, everybody. Anyway, dear TMOS crew, you guys kill me in the best possible way. I listen every morning, and it's a great way to combat the meh day at the office. My birthday was January 17th, and I would really appreciate hearing the heartiest felicitations of the day. I love your show, and thanks for turning me on to the great Texture app. Thanks for being so funny, and remember, the rent stays like before. Janet Ward, you get it, and you're very funny, and we appreciate that.
Yay, Janet.
Jay, the rent stays the same for Janet Ward. Yes. And then, of course, the Godfather says, anyway, good morning, fellas. I'd like to wish a happy belated birthday to my father, Ken Cooper. His birthday fell on Saturday the 20th, but I didn't submit a message until this week because I'm a disappointment. My dad has never been much of a disciplinarian, so I'm hoping Bing Crosby is around to offer some anecdotes on how he used to punish his own misbehaving children. Thanks so much for all you do. You all brighten my days and bring me and my dad closer together. Go with God, John Cooper. And this is for Ken Cooper. Let's spin the wheel and see if we can bring Bing in. Okay? Hold on. Pipe. Pipe. Pipe.
Hey, let's, look at that.
Hey, we got the big winner. Let's bring the... Let's bring Bingo in.
Hey, ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Hey, Ken Cooper. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Happy birthday. Come, they told me...
Gary, we're recording. Gary, I'll see you back out in the woodshed with my extra wide belt. Yes. Yeah, nothing like celebrating the Christmas holiday than pushing Gary down the stairs. Yes, sir. That's Bing, everybody.
Gary had another accident.
Another terror. It's always Gary.
It's always Gary.
Yeah. Gary with the forehead. Guys, I wanted to wish my son Cade, and he's dead. So, I mean, what are we doing?
That's
here?
Right.
I wanted to wish my son Cade, I have a cousin Cade, a happy birthday, as I call him my nephew, more like that. Teddy's son's name is Cade.
Okay.
Quinn and Cade are my son's favorite cousins because he always says, I want to go to Maine now. Anyway, a happy birthday to Cade as he enters his teenage years. Great name, Cade. It hasn't always been easy for Cade. He wasn't breathing when he was born, and when he was 4, he had to go to elementary school earlier than his friends because he was working with a speech pathologist. Today, he is in junior high and has a 4.0 grade average.
Yeah.
There you go.
Woo!
There we go for K. That is awesome. One teacher predicts that he will be the valedictorian for his class. Plus, on the football and baseball fields, he will proudly tell you he is a savage beast.
Nice.
Please wish him all the best for his birthday. Thanks, Chad Osborne from Marengo, Iowa. Cade, you rock. What a great letter that is. Dear TMOS friends, today is my birthday. Every year I send in my own birthday request, and I try to be funny and snarky, and every year Rob has to edit, rewrite, and or reject my request. So, this year on my 53rd, I'm just going to ask for the grand dame, Betty Davis, to sing Happy Birthday to me. I have included a brand new shiny gold Sacagawea dollar for the slot machine of mimicry. Okay. I'm sorry. That's it. Rob, am I right? It's just too much again.
Too much.
Right?
Yes.
It's too much again. He's done it. He says he criticizes himself.
Right.
And then he throws me Sacagawea. No!
He can't
help
himself.
You don't get Betty Davis.
Yeah, screw off.
Rich, you don't get it, Rich.
In many ways, he doesn't get it.
With much love and respect. A little more!
Thank you.
What a dick.
I am really sorry. I hated to have to do that.
Tough love.
What part ruined it for you? The Sacagawea?
Sacagawea.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just the prattling. Just. And it was, it's just get to it.
You know what? Yeah.
Working here.
He's a node. He's a node. He doesn't get
really?
It.
Really?
No.
Isn't that right, Jessica? Hi. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Anyway, guys, I know this is a belated birthday wish, but I'm a schmuck. I wanted to get a birthday greeting to my college chum, Michael Beasley. His birthday was on January 9th, and he has one more year before his douchebag 30s. I don't have a particular voice to request, but I do know how much Mike loves to gamble.
Hi. Hello there.
A bit of a degenerate. Sorry.
Yeah, it happens.
So here is a quarter for the slot machine of funny, hoping for a big hit and a birthday greeting. This is somebody who just wants to see if we win.
Nice and easy.
Exactly.
Okay, let's spin. This is from Jacob LaHaye. And let's see if we... Okay, here we go. Here we go. Look at this. Red 7. Red 7! Blank.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
I hate this place.
Loser. Oh, that's a shame.
Jacob.
By the way, that's how it goes. Hello, all.
That's like a page from your life.
Yes, that's really my life right there. I am a former Northern Virginia resident and have fond memories of listening to the Don and Mike show on my commute from Bethesda to Winchester every afternoon. Yes, 75 miles each way in D.C. traffic. You guys got me through the traffic monotony every day. Anyway, after waxing nostalgic recently, I decided to Google the show and found the TMOS podcast. My kids had bought me a Google Home Mini for the holidays. And all I have to do now is say, hey, Google, play the Mike O'Mara podcast. That's pretty cool.
That's neat, right?
And I'm in. I listen to TMOS from my home office at my leisure. It's great to hear the old and the new voices. The camaraderie and chemistry are still there. I don't know. And it truly brightens my day.
You jerk.
Well, it's not like the golden days.
Oh, yeah, those days.
Yes, the golden days.
I wrote it. I got to read it.
Yeah, well, when you're that happy. Anyway, let me see. Thanks for the memories.
Yes, mine too.
Really, top of the game.
Yeah.
Happiness ensues. Not. Thanks for the memories. And keep up the great work with gratitude. Chris Lucas, Greensboro, North Carolina. And I hold in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, the last letter.
Hi-oh!
May a diseased yak sprinkle Roundup on your tutu.
Hi-oh!
All right, moving right along. Hey, guys. I started out the day feeling like S with a horrible headache and the start of a cold. I was able to listen to TMOS at lunch, and I was instantly cured.
Healing power.
See? We cured him.
Healing power.
We cured him of his cold. This show cured him of his cold. Thanks. You guys are magic. Brian gets it.
Yeah, he
Brian
does.
Brian Swendlin gets it. You're absolutely right, Brian. I knew we could cure illnesses. This show's going to skyrocket in 2018. Yes, Rob, start the damn show, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening. May I take your purse as usual, or for the first time?
Thank you. You must be Senator and Mrs. Keeley. Catherine Goldman, I'm delighted to meet you. Please forgive me for being so terribly late.
Sorry to take
but
so
stuck
long,
in traffic.
But Barbara wanted to see... What is she doing here?
Let me explain.
Yes, please do. Explain it to all of us. I don't want to embarrass this lovely lady, but exactly how many mothers does your son have?
What?
Well, this woman has just introduced herself as Val's mother. How many mothers does Val have?
Just one.
Wig off. Took the wig off. Nathan Lane's Got his regular man hair.
My father owns a nightclub downstairs. My mother is the star.
What?
We lied to you. Barbara and I and everybody lied for us. These are my parents.
I'm very proud of him.
I understand.
Barbara?
I don't understand.
The nightclub downstairs? He owns it?
Mm-hmm.
You mean he's not a cultural attaché?
No, and he isn't married to a housewife, and their name isn't Coleman, it's Goldman. They're Jewish.
I don't understand.
He's a man. They're both men.
It can't be. You can't be Jewish.
No, Kevin, this is a man.
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From the Pfeiffer Studios, I actually fluffed that at the very beginning. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the meow. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And everything's sounding all right? Everything cool?
I don't understand.
Our show brought to you today by Cornerstone First Financial. It's a great time to make a new start, like buying a new home or refinancing. Home values have gone up. That means that you can refinance to pay off other debt, making it tax deductible. Or you can refi to eliminate PMI.
PMI?
That's mortgage insurance. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. They know how to help. It's likely the Fed will raise rates 3 times this year. 3 times. So you need to get locked in before those rates go way up. Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate before it's too late. And with the spring housing market already heating up, you can call Cornerstone First Financial to get pre-approved before you meet with a realtor. We all know these guys. They're our friends, and soon they're going to be yours too. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right and do it now with Cornerstone First Financial. Welcome to the show.
I don't understand.
That's from the Birdcage. Did either one of our interns see the Birdcage? Ever see the Birdcage?
Have you seen the Birdcage, ladies? Movie. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've seen it a while ago.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah,
it holds up. Movie. I would say it holds
it
up.
It is one of my go-to. You know, if you type in movie clips and you can watch like the 8 best scenes from a movie on YouTube.
Right.
Those are the best clips on YouTube, I think. Especially, I hadn't thought of Gene Hackman's read on that line in a long time.
When you watch a movie, I don't know. There are two types of people. There are people that watch a movie and then say, "I watched it. I've read the book. I'm done." Mm-hmm. There are people. I'm pretty much that way with a lot of books. I rarely reread an entire book. Once I read it, I've always kind of thought of it as a task.
Well, what about people, the Bible?
Oh, every day, Oscar.
Of course,
the one next to my bed.
Yes,
the one next to my bed on the wooden pedestal.
Are you doing the old or the new this week?
With a piece of cloth to mark the spot that I left off the previous evening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the way I do that. I will tell you that movies are, you know, for my generation, a lot of people in my generation, the modern literature. That's what we, and I will see movies 20, 30, 40 times. Mm-hmm. And then when you do that, you kind of become a connoisseur of certain scenes. And I've always liked the part where the big reveal comes at the end of the Birdcage and Gene Hackman just looks and says, I don't understand.
Do you feel?
And it's just great. Great delivery.
Do you feel like because we have these jobs in broadcasting, that it allows us to essentially have a larger Rolodex to choose from as far as movies are concerned or quotes that we deal with?
I think that we have the luxury on this type of show and the kind of radio I've done for my whole life of being able to flap our gums about stuff we like. Yes. And so when you do that, I have always, and I don't think I've been all that open with this, but my bucket list was for years and years wanted to be on the radio. Got on the radio, loved it, made a career out of it. Then the other thing on the bucket list was I wanted to open my own Irish pub. I did that, and I was thrilled with that. The other thing, the only other thing on the bucket list that I've never done, and I probably never will do, is be involved in a real feature. I've been in a little homemade independent movie, but it wasn't a real feature because I love the art form because of its staying power. There, you know, you can make a movie and go back and see a movie that's 20 years old and it feels like it was yesterday. And I just love the staying power of it. A movie that comes to mind is a movie I watch constantly called Sideways with Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
And that's just, and Carla will roll her eyes and walk through the living room because it's been on cable recently. And she'll say, "Oh, not again." And I go, "What I like."
Yeah.
Do you think she moves into the next room?
Do you think it's a man woman thing? Because it's one of the standing arguments that my dad has with his wife. Because she'll come home and he'll be watching again, like one of the Christopher Guest features or an old Bogart movie that he has seen a million times.
And in many cases, watching something that you have on DVD or that you own.
Always.
And you'll watch it because it comes on cable and you're like, no, it's better when it comes on cable.
It's not a gender thing. I imagine women do this as well.
I wonder if it is a gender thing.
Because girls, do you watch, we have three ladies in the room.
We do indeed.
Do you watch movies over and over again?
Oh, that's right. We have Maddie. Maddie is visiting too, right? Yeah. Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Maddie, still recovering from New Year's.
Maddie, how is everything going in your world right now?
Not too bad. Excited to
That's
be back.
Good. We miss having you around on a regular basis. We especially miss your wonderful little promos that you did. They were hysterical. We love those.
I told Rob I'd write one for him tonight.
Oh, that is awesome. Perfect. That is fantastic. What are you doing with the volume levels, Rob?
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm trying to perk it up a little bit because I think she's a little sleepy and she's not projecting.
Oh, man. Oh, you're blaming it on Maddie?
You just threw her to the bus?
Yep, I sure did.
Oh, my God.
Maddie, since I know you and we're letting the new girls.
The new girls.
Ashley and
that would be
Janelle.
Alexis and Jessica.
Okay, they're getting a new feel of it. Maddie, let me ask you this. Do you think it's a gender thing? Do you think women are less likely to watch movies again and again and again and again?
Well, from my experience, it's like inverse in my house. My dad's usually the one who makes fun of us.
The mic is going in and out.
The gating is...
Yeah. Do me a favor. Right. Do me a favor. Walk
you know,
over
let
to,
me ask you a question, though. When we come in the morning...
I have the same question.
No, because they don't.
That's a
because
lie.
They
That's
don't.
An absolute lie. Well, we test it's every a lie, day.
Then it should work. If it's a lie, then there would have been a sound check and it would have been discovered. We don't need to fix it now. We're in the middle of a banners, but I see people chatting and getting
loosen
the usual
loosen
all
her
systems go. And they're never really go. They're just hopefully go. Hopefully go. That's the way it works.
The
That's
reason
it.
Why they're so tight is this room has a lot of bounce, right?
Yes, it does.
So
yes,
we have to work on that. But overall, the gate, there is a, when Maddie's talking, she gets cut off at left and right and she is projecting. So that's a gate situation.
All right, usually around noontime, Carla will walk up to me and she'll come back from dropping my son off at school and running the errands she needs to run. And she'll come in. How's it going? I'll say, I'm having a day.
Yeah.
This one started not through nobody's fault in that room.
No.
Before the show. And I'm having
a
day.
It's a compound effect.
It is.
I'm trying to hold it together as best I can because we do have two brand new interns on campus. So I don't want to have a full-fledged meltdown.
No meltdown
in the
today.
Middle of the show today. I just don't want to lose it today.
Never get a second chance.
I really
chance
don't
want to
lose
impression.
It. But you agree with me, Oscar,
yes.
that when it's like, it's just, that's, it's not
well,
really.
Well, Mike. It's a team effort. We'll get there.
I understand. We'll someday.
Maddie.
Someday we'll get there.
Just yes or no, do you guys rewatch movies?
Yes.
All right. There we go.
Yes.
Not a gender thing.
So she said it's inverse in her house, which means her mom watches movies again and again and again, and her dad does not. So it's not gender specific. It's just I love, if I see a movie, I like. There is so much garbage as far as film is concerned. There are so many bad movies out there, especially the ones if you happen to have a cable system where they, I don't understand. I guess that HBO has deals with some of these production houses.
Right.
I don't know how the business of showing movies on cable works.
Oh, they actually have a formula. I learned this.
Like what?
Tell me what the formula is, because I know. Let me just say the one thing I do know. The one thing I do know is that when someone has a movie opening in theaters, you will see them on cable more often.
So true.
I know
very,
that.
Very,
that
very true.
That is the truth. What do you know about
it? What I was told was that when we there is a reason why when you come across a movie, you're like, I always stop and watch this movie. There is data behind what movies actually move that meter, and they will play that those movies at certain times, knowing that they will catch as many eyeballs as possible and engage within their platform.
Like for Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
will
or
be
when you have Goodfellas
Jaws.
On. You will sit through the 4-hour Goodfellas on TBS because you just want to watch Goodfellas, and their data and their research shows that that's when they can sell ads because so many people will just sit there and watch the movie again.
But explain the business model, because you know, for the average person out there that says, well, there are no ads on HBO, so what's going on here? And like they'll watch those
shows.
Well,
how do you program a radio station?
You don't know how. That's what I my experience was. I never worked with anyone that knew how to program.
A well-programmed radio station. Plays the hits.
You would keep your talent and not change formats.
But you play the hits, right? A music station.
Yes.
But you have a mixture of the old and the new as well, even on a top 40 station.
Yeah, but think about it. HBO has six HBOs now.
Mm-hmm.
They play all the hits on HBO Action.
Well,
they
play all once again, but that's why it sucks then. That's why it sucks.
Well, you can choose what you want.
But it sucks. It is not. There's not a person around that consumes cable movie channels that would not tell you that, by and large, they suck. Am I right about that?
That's true.
They're terrible.
There have been times when I have had every movie channel and there is nothing to watch.
There's
the
nothing
more you
on.
Have, the less there is somehow.
Right.
And by the way,
don't you feel like a spoiled brat saying that?
Runs the Stars, the Stars Network, burn the Stars Network to the ground.
The Stars has solid programming.
Like what?
We need examples.
Okay. For some reason it's escaping me, but there's like a drug show that's on there. You've got a club entrepreneur that's smuggling cocaine through the club.
After you burn down Stars, burn down Encore. They all suck. Horrible.
Hold on, we're gonna go.
Have you tried the television, the actual the original programming on Stars?
No, because I'm embittered by their bad choices. It's bad stuff.
I'm going to movies on Stars.
Okay.
I'm going to movies.
Find
on
something
Stars.
Decent.
I mean, you watch. Right. You're not the demo.
Guess we're not going to have movie titles when the Stars website can show me pictures. Duh.
They like pictures.
Jesus Christ.
They like the pictures.
You're the wrong demo because you watch Turner Classic Movies. You probably think that's great.
Now that is a great
I think
great
that channel
station.
Sucks. It's all in black and white.
Not when Ben Mankiewicz introduces the movies. And
Ooh.
Also sometimes Technicolor. You would love the greatest
what is
show
Technicolor?
On earth.
Technicolor?
That is beautiful, enriched color that really, the reds really pop. You'd love
what is
it.
Your favorite, olden time, what is your favorite movie channel?
Absolutely Turner. That's the, when I come home from work.
But that has commercials, doesn't it?
No, Turner is commercial free.
Yeah, commercial free.
It's the first thing I check.
Turner Classic Movies.
Now, American Movie Classics used to sort of give it a run for the money, but then they went with more modern programming and they put in commercials as well. But they also brought us Breaking Bad. So how can you give AMC a hard time?
You can't give AMC a hard time.
You can't.
And didn't AMC have Mad Men too?
That AMC? They had Mad Men.
Magic City was on Stars. Didn't you guys like that?
It was okay, but you can't build
Magic
a
Magic City?
Which one was that?
On Stars. It was had to do with Florida and the casino.
I remember a guy getting
gaming.
Shot in the pool, yeah.
Yeah, you guys talked about it on the program, Magic City, a while ago.
Yep, 5 years
Magic
ago.
Magic City, okay. Not to, see, I'm confusing with a movie that I really, really, really like, and that's Magic Mike.
Oh, it's also good.
Magic Mike.
Triple
that's
X?
The one that I liked. Yeah.
Man, they really beefed that one up.
That was funny. Hey, Jessica, that was funny, wasn't it? Wasn't that funny?
I got a smile. I got a smile
you
out of
like,
Jessica.
There you go.
I like
Fat
when you're watching.
Old man. Watching male strippers funny.
I like when you're watching Magic Mike and Carly comes in and says again
and I look at her and say it's what I like. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more fun. I want to tell you about old people in Florida.
Please.
Something really really them? unique. Yeah, really unique. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pony Boy checking in from the futuristic year 2025. I sent this message back to remind you how important it is to keep renewing your bonus show subscriptions. Mike and Rob are long dead, but thanks to your continued support, the great shows on the More Network are still going strong. Tony Perkins, Rofo and Cookies, and Tech 411. So keep subscribing, guys. Carla and the kids depend on it. Little Michael and little Dirk. And don't smoke. We don't all wind up sounding like Dude Walker.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Hey, how would you like to hold 200 of your favorite current magazines right in one hand? Now you can. All the back issues as well, all in your hand in one pile. Is your arm tired yet? Doesn't need to be. All you need is Texture. Ah. With the Texture app, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Entertainment Weekly, Esquire, New Yorker, Cosmopolitan, and my personal favorite, Good Housekeeping. I love healthy crockpot recipes.
And they got them, man. You. Good Housekeeping. I don't know where they get them all.
I've read it. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable. No, he's kidding. I love golf and Golf Digest.
Yes.
That's what I read.
Both
and
three.
I read Esquire.
Go to.
And I read Vanity Fair. And I read Newsweek. And I read Sports Illustrated. I love Vanity Fair as well. Right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture, totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. I love this app, and it really thrills me that more and more of you are turning onto this app as well. It really is the best. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere, no heavy lifting. None of those little cards that fall over your bathroom floor.
I hate that.
Come on, all right? Start your Texture free trial. Go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off the listed price. With Texture, you'll never be out in the cold again because because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS.
Boom, bam.
And we thank you. All right, we are super late today. Lots going on. Lots of moving parts.
What happened?
Bejeweled fingers.
Mrs. O'Mara and I have to modify our schedule based on the fact that I mentioned everyone is down here. They're called snowbirds. If you look up the dictionary definition of snowbird, you will see a picture of a parasitic insect.
Ah, no.
Like a locust.
Really?
Flying down to Southwest Florida and devouring everything, especially good deals like $2 margarita night at Iguana Mia.
Oh, see, it comes, it hits close.
Where what? Even if you arrive at 5 of 5, 4:55, you have to wait 25 minutes because they're all there and they're laughing and carrying on. And I'm picking up a 4-year-old and I'm working and I want my drink now.
Don't you think you have it too good if you have to just really be upset about an extra 20 minutes here in the city? You're lucky if you wait 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, Monday at 4:55, I feel it, we've already made the arrangements of the alcoholic arrival time for the next Iguana Mia visit, which will be it's, by the way, you can't argue with $2. Do you know how into these margaritas I am? Now I have the recipe.
I feel like you've bought a share inside the restaurant. We've heard about Iguana
Mia. You like it so much. Coined a phrase that's called alcoholic arrival time.
Alcoholic arrival time. Let me take, it's only two. We only have two. We have two each.
Right.
We go home and we go to sleep.
AAT.
Let me say hi to Deidre. Deidre is the manager at the Iguana Mia, and she's a wonderful lady, and she...
Is it Deirdre Rhea? Is her last name Rhea?
No, it is not.
For
Iguana Rhea? Mia. Oh, okay. It's Mia.
It's Mia.
As I explained on the show, I love my margaritas now.
Don't they give you them while you wait? Give them to you while you wait?
They do, but that ruins the experience. I like to get them when we sit down. So
sit-down drinker. Yeah.
They've got a full bar outside, and when we've got the little guy, there's just something about sitting there swilling on one when we're not at the table that somehow is distasteful to me. But that's me. Might be one of my neuroses. That's exactly what it might be. But the point is, hi, sweetie. I'm talking about Deidre, the manager. Yeah. Anyway, so do you realize that the
I'm guessing
Iguana
that was Carla you were talking about.
Yeah, thank you. We're on the radio. Yeah,
sorry about that. Let me explain what's going on.
Put him in the mailman.
Oh, no.
Carla, come in here. Say hi to our new interns, please. Say hi to our new... They're girls, too.
Yes.
Just like you.
We've got three lady interns in today. Can you come in and say hi? Yeah, come on in. Here she comes.
Here we go.
This is Jessica. and Alexis.
Nice.
And our former intern, Maddie. They're all
She's
they're
current
all here,
intern. So. She was just back from the holidays. Yeah.
Say,
hi,
say.
Ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
There they
hi.
Are.
Hi.
There
hi.
They are.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you guys.
Maddie, lean in and say hi to Carla so she can see that I really do have lady interns.
Stand up and go to the camera.
Yeah. Stand up and go to the camera.
Hey, Rob. Rob. Please. That's Alexis. That's our new from American University. And then we've got Maddie.
She's coming around.
Oh, she's coming around.
That's Maddie. That's
hi, Maddie.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Okay.
All right.
Yes. I'm saying hi to Deirdre. Man, can you tell our listeners the kind of tequila they put in our margarita?
Ooh.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay, you did.
Bravo.
Are you just truth. Now? You, the like truth. They don't f with me enough.
The truth will set
right.
you free.
There she goes.
It's Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's a statistic I got over the weekend.
Some numbers.
This is some numbers. Number three purchaser of Jose Cuervo tequila behind Disney and Universal Studios.
Mm. Man.
Really? There it is. And did that statistic chain. Just happen since you discovered the $2 margarita?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Do you like Jose Cuervo?
I like the taste of the margarita, and that's the tequila they put in it. So,
okay. The Cuervo gold.
I know all the secrets. I might bring up some mix to Jimmy's. To be honest,
look
with you.
Yeah,
well, you know Jimmy's always been famous for his margarita.
You know Jimmy can make anything.
And it's
Jimmy can
dulce de leche cake.
Dulce
de leche.
Yeah.
From Costco. Thank you. We'll be at Jimmy's, by the way, Super Bowl Sunday for the ribbon cutting at 3.
A lot of pressure.
Now.
A lot of pressure.
I thought it was 4. How did he move it up to 3?
Because that's what he does.
I might have to miss that.
Yeah.
To your game time.
Hey, you know what would be great?
You won't squeeze me out another 2 hours.
Videotape it or Facebook Live or something.
All right, very
or something.
Good. I'll be there, Jimmy. I have nowhere to go. anyway, so we were going to the movies, and what we do is we do the early movie on Saturday. That's when we get our babysitter, and then we grab a quick meal and we come home. We're home by about 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes. We get to the movie theater, and suddenly I looked outside, and it was a sea of blue hair. It was blue hair as far as the eyes could see. It looked to me seriously like some sort of tour bus had arrived. We were going to go see The Post with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks.
Right.
We were going, and obviously all these people were going to see that because they, you know, it came around the time of the Pentagon Papers.
They were alive during Eisenhower.
Exactly. They were down. They were back there during the Kennedy and the Johnson administration. And
they sent their boys overseas. That's
exactly right. Yes, because this is most people now of that age were in the Vietnam era.
Yes.
That's it. That's that's the way it is.
I sat there and I was like, man, I didn't know all this happened.
Right, and so we walk in, and I have the Napoleon sigh as soon as I pull around the corner. I go, oh God! And this is our little movie theater where we know the manager by name. Mm-hmm. We come and we go
reserve
as we please.
Seating.
And so what we do is they have a little kiosk outside.
Right.
And then they also sell tickets inside.
Uh-huh.
And so
like,
what
you're telling
we do,
us of like that's what usually happens at theaters. This is not something new.
No. Well, let me explain.
Okay.
I'm telling this for a reason. So there's usually a line outside the kiosk, but there is no line inside.
Uh-huh.
So I drop Carla off. She says, let me get out there. I'll let you know. I said, probably this ain't doable. And she goes inside and she sees the girl at the counter and she says, 2 for the post, please. She said, you have to go outside. You have to get in the line to purchase them.
Why?
Because they are modifying what they do
operations
to the locusts. That's what they were doing. Hi. That was the FedEx lady that came by. Good to see you. lots going on here today. I'm sorry, I got a little
ADD.
Could
you ignore him, please, or her when they walk
so
by?
That's the FedEx lady. I want to be nice to her. Hey, who loves you?
Yeah, a little finger point.
Mwah!
Baby?
Mwah. Really?
Whoa!
My wife's home.
No! Put that shirt back.
So the thing about it is... Carla decided that that as Oscar likes to say, the juice was not worth the squeeze, and it was just off to run a few errands, and we had a little ding-ding.
I can't believe you don't pre-purchase your tickets.
I should. Well, I never had to. I never had to in a Fandango or something like that. I'll do that in the future.
Yes.
But we're really thinking we don't mind hanging out during the day and doing a matinee, so we'll probably do that. And besides, it's the little guy and time with him and all that.
You should go for a later show. You know, the old people will do the matinee. You need to go to a later show.
I'm not, but I'm an old person, so I'm not sure I want to do a 7:30, 8 o'clock show.
Your wife isn't old either.
That's right.
No, she's not old, but I mean, there they all were. 4:30 showing time, that perfect prime time for them. They're all here with their Lincoln MKZs just driving around going, bah! With the women that can hardly lift their arms for the jewelry on their fingers. All right. But anyway, got to take a break. Wanted to share that.
Just a little bitty bitch on my part. Sorry about that.
We'll come back. More fun. Can Legos kill a dog? Those are the kind of questions we'll answer on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Tell me, do you think it'd be all right? Where you watch the big game is every bit as important as who's in it. Make your destination Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's has the best wings, the coldest beer, and your friends from the Mike O'Mara Show. Sunday, February 4th. Watch the game on big screen TVs with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Make your reservations at 703-435-JIMS. And don't miss the grand opening of the long-awaited, highly anticipated Buffalo Wing. Sunday, February 4th at Jimmy's in Herndon, Virginia. A full day of big-time, big-game fun. The previous details are largely still up in the air. Whether or not the Buffalo Wing will actually be ready for the party is not guaranteed. There may or may not be working bathrooms. You can count on constant PA announcements from Jimmy Cerrito, guaranteeing that you'll miss all the key commercials during the broadcast. Stephen Douglas McIntyre will be seated at the head of the table for 300 patrons. Whether happy or sad, Zoolander may cry. Todd Moore will be tall. Adrian will be short. The promise of a ribbon cutting and a grand opening before kickoff was made with the word promise in air quotes. The big game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Keep your fingers crossed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're in need of great talent for your business, but you're short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. All you need are the right tools, smarter tools. Let ZipRecruiter help you. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click.
Morgan, you're not supposed to be here.
I was reading the commercial for you. No, you can't be here now. Well, then I'll take my leave.
Yeah, you get on.
Mike, quick sidebar.
Take my leave.
This is the first time I think a few of the entrants have ever heard you do Morgan Freeman. So they both did like a second take at you. They're like, is he doing that?
Jessica, stop texting.
Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and boom. It invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just a day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. We have time for a very, very short break. If you are looking for an entertainment recommendation, this is not a movie. This is not a television show.
Well, really?
Maybe kind of a television show. But all you have to do is Google Philly fans. And you're going to see some of the most quality behavior that I can't pick a winner in this.
Do you
Super
sometimes
Bowl.
Get it's, confused when you see people of Philadelphia? Because sometimes I think I'm looking at Paris and I confuse the cities because Philadelphia is also sort of the East Coast city of lights.
You're used to seeing dune buggies on the rocky stairs.
There's a video that surfaced yesterday. This is after I watched the still photographs of the bloodied, shirtless Philly fan being carried away, like with a cop dragging him behind his horse.
Yeah,
And they're Minnesota fans going into the Philly home stadium, and there are these kids. They're all in their 20s, and I don't know how they got the tickets, and they're all sitting there just hurling expletives and flipping off these fans as they walk in, and it just was it was so nasty. And it, just when I get ready to throw the Redskins rivalry and the Giants rivalry out the window and root for the Philadelphia Eagles, you see
you remember
that. But you know, but it's been written about online that because they've been at the dance before, the New England fans are somewhat respectful. Now, I'm sure there are exceptions to every rule, but the Philly fans not only are not respectful in a lot of circumstances, but they have that reputation that I think in many cases they feel like they need to live up to it, of being, you know, this is the stadium back in the day that had a jail within the confines of the stadium.
The Vet was the first stadium to build
the
jail.
That's right. The Vet.
Did they not throw batteries at Santa Claus?
Yes.
It's a very hateful fan base. And remember, before the playoff game, policemen and city officials in Philadelphia were greasing the poles along the streets so fans could not climb them.
They found a way. Nature finds a way.
Yeah, they do. They do.
There was.
You want a pole wet or a pole wet out?
Last week, when the Vikings had that miraculous win,
yes,
they highlighted a fan who was like 98 years old from the Vikings. Her name was Millie.
I remember Millie.
And Roger Goodell gave her.
The commissioner talked to her.
Gave her Super Bowl tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, this was such a great, great story. The first banner you see, not just on the news, but on the field.
Oh, no.
Eagles fans, right?
Oh, no. I didn't see this.
F.U. Millie.
Yep.
Like, full words.
There was a chant.
Full words. And then there was a chant that said, F.U. Millie. F.U. Millie.
Just like
the woman's 98.
Yes.
So despicable.
I mean, leave her alone.
Exactly.
It's insane. It's insane. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to root for good commercials, you know.
Yeah. Then you will fail.
Root for a great game.
I guess
last
I root
year's
for
game
a great
was
game.
At first, remember, I remember we were sitting, we talked about it, we dissected it.
Right.
We said, this is a blowout. Todd Moore tried to play a home video, and I yelled at him. I said, don't turn off the Super Bowl at your house. Right.
Because the incredible
comeback
Patriots comeback.
Of comebacks.
If we're at Jimmy's, and this was actually Adrian's idea, if there's more than a 21-point difference at any point in the game, I think we should watch Zoolander's wedding video.
And then watch the tears
pour down
his cheeks.
I'm not alone, am I? I mean, aren't there a lot of football fans across America that kind of feel the same way? Here's the thing about the Patriots. You can't argue with their machine. You can't. You really can't. If you're any kind of sports fan, you have to respect ability. And if you look at the touchdown, the winning touchdown, the ability of the receiver.
Who knew he had that vertical? He's a little guy.
Yeah.
Who knew he had that vertical?
Tony Aureola or whatever the guy's name was.
That's his name.
That caught the touchdown pass. And so you respect that. At the same time, you know the history of these tiny little scandals like Deflategate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, the Patriots fans will tell you it's always sour grapes. No, some of these things surfaced after the win and it just became a thing, like taping the other teams and getting the edge. Then you combine that with a head coach who has the personality of Darth Vader, and you've got really kind of a hated team
yes.
by people, especially by the rivals,
and
you know?
You've got Tom Brady with essentially making more money with a Facebook television show highlighting why he's the fountain of youth and
exactly.
how perfect yeah. his life is.
Exactly.
It's hard to really root for them when you're like, come, I mean.
I think the fact is that while there are valid reasons to dislike both sides, I think that the Patriots somehow come off as more sinister, more evil,
yeah.
because it's like calculated badness.
Then I've made my decision even listening to you, because you're actually, I'm realizing there is no way that I can root for the Patriots, even being a New Englander. And
right.
by the way, if you're going to give me crap saying I'm a New Englander, that means you haven't listened to the show.
Yeah.
So you don't know about my football going south to the Meadowlands for that's the way. So let me just tell you, this is it. And I think this is for everybody that might have the similar dilemma. You know, what is it? Well, we hate to see those Philly fans acting so horribly and obnoxiously. Here it is, though. The thing is, I will now root for the Philadelphia Eagles because mm-hmm. they're going to be the underdogs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the players on the field are not the fans in the stands. And if, by some miracle, the Philadelphia Eagles are able to pull up an upset and win the Super Bowl, the fact is there's a chance that some of these Philly fans are going to really, really hurt themselves. So it's going to be a win-win all around.
That's what it'll be, a win all around.
You'll say, hey, there's Tony from South Philly. He's up at the top of the... He got all the way to the top. Oh, my God. He's fallen. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Get the ambulance in for Tony. Right? You know,
can't we go one step further, grease the poles, but also grease the sidewalks and the streets?
I think here's what I would tell.
Down.
I would... Just, they're all slipping and flying.
We fill the salt trucks with Crisco.
Just dole it out. They're all coming out celebrating falling. How about this? You let them climb to the top and then you grease the poles.
Love it.
Then let the hilarity.
Now you've got it. Now you've like got it.
You're up there. Just, now you got to get down.
Yeah, so it's official. I got to go with
you gotta
Philly.
You got to go with Philly.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to be demonstrative about it. You know, I'll be praying for a great game.
I think you've got the same feeling that so many people within a 100-mile radius of where we are right now, they're saying, I can't believe how disgusting I feel saying, go right. Philadelphia.
Cheese steaks and lobster rolls. Yes, right. Inside the mind of a genius. Let's take a break.
We bought two cases of Schmitz beer.
Yeah, Schmitz is good beer. I'll drink Schmitz. My grandfather used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey, guess who's still listening to the Rob and Katie Show?
Hello, this is Zach Zabrowski, and I'm still listening to Cake and Cookies.
Hi. This is Kevin Mode, and I'm still listening.
It's 1,000 years old,
Hi,
that Zach promo.
Eaton, and I'm still listening.
This is Liz Galelli, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm still listening.
I'm Eric Myers.
Don't kill
I'm
it! Don't listening. Kill
I'm
it!
I'm Paul Horner.
It's
and
nice!
I'm a crumb. I'm still listening, and you better be too.
Don't kill
Hi,
it!
This is the internet, Steve Mermelstein, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallett, and I'm still listening to the Cake and Cookie Show.
So tune in this week, and pretty soon you won't be sick of it either. What?
It's the Rob and Katie what? Show.
New episode dropped yesterday.
Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Here's a fact. Good oral health impacts your overall health, so why aren't you brushing your teeth properly, huh? Why? Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip, the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek, it's elegant, and so well-designed it makes brushing your teeth a pleasure. I love my Quip. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. And best of all, Quip starts at just $25. And you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again, your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before. And we thank you, Quip.
News.
News.
Boo. This is kind of a drag, even though, you know, he's been around for a long time. It's sad to see anybody go through health issues. Neil Diamond announced he's retiring from touring. It was abrupt, but there's a good reason. He was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and his doctors advised him not to tour. Neil will turn 77 tomorrow. That's a good long career anyway. Last April, he launched a massive 50th anniversary tour, which included more than 50 shows in North America and Europe. On top of that, he only took a month off between the two legs. That's a grind for a 30-year-old performer, much less a 77-year-old. He was supposed to travel to Australia to begin the third leg in March, but those concerts have been canceled. This is sad. Neil put out this statement, quote, "It is with great reluctance and disappointment that I announce my retirement." So, legendary performer. We had a lot of fun over the years with Neil Diamond and our program director, Matt Farber, in the day.
Yeah.
Used to love the guy when he was becoming non-hip. And it
love
was
on
just,
the rocks.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, as a Fenway Park guy, talking about sports before, you know, who could ever forget this? Played in the middle of the game. It's fantastic.
And he also really served his fan base. You know that he was the first performer to wear fancy, spangly shirts because it allowed people to see him from a distance. And he actually started the trend of dressing really flashy.
You sure that was
upstage.
The reason, or did he just like wearing fancy, spangly
shirts? Well, Mike, everyone likes to be fabulous.
There you go. Today is National Pie Day.
Ooh.
I gotta go.
How convenient that it's scheduled right when most of us have completely abandoned our New Year's resolutions. A survey in honor of this very important and very real holiday asked people to name their favorite type of pie. And Rob, I should have sent this to you.
Yes.
You know, so, because number 8 is blueberry pie. Strawberry pie is number 7. Number 6, lemon meringue pie.
Lemon meringue pie!
Five is cherry pie.
Cherry pie for George Washington. Love a cherry pie.
Number four, pecan pie.
Ooh, especially around the holidays, eat yourself a pecan pie.
Number three is chocolate pie.
A mile wide, that is
number
one
two, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
And number one, apple pie.
Mike, there's nothing more American than a nice 12-inch crust on top and bottom apple pie.
The survey also found that if someone is serving pie, 44% buy it from a store, 30% buy the crust to make the but make the filling themselves, and 26% the real true artisans make it from scratch, people.
Nice.
Make sure your dough starts out cold so you can have a flaky crust on your pie.
Flash round right now. Oscar Santana, yes. Favorite pie, go.
Pecan pie.
Pony boy Matt Bloom, favorite pie.
Blueberry.
Good choice, Mr. Bloom. Rob Spiewak, favorite pie.
Chocolate pecan pie.
Ooh. Chocolate pie. Oh,
from the unique. Palm. From the palm.
Jessica, remix. New intern Jessica from the American University, favorite pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin!
Good one.
Alexis, favorite pie, go.
Sweet potato.
Oh,
sweet potato pie. Nice. Fantastic. And Maddie, favorite pie.
Peanut butter.
Oh, right. My
and
of course, God.
And I'll do this. I'll improvise. I'll do a please, little ad lib here. And please. Adrian in the back room, favorite kind of pie?
Marijuana pie, sir.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sir. He wouldn't say sir.
He wouldn't say
what
sir.
What a dick.
No matter how good you think you are, it's just not professional to make yourself laugh. No matter how good
he's so distraught
you
in another room.
I know. He's shrugging
when it comes
now.
To texting, there's probably the something you're doing that makes other people crazy. These are pretty standard. A new survey, BuzzFeed did this. How many people consider different text moves rude? Texting on a date, texting during a movie, texting while you're out to dinner, just replying to a text with a lowercase K. I've done that.
Yeah. You know
multiple
what?
Times.
Robert's
that's rude.
Big on that.
I'm sorry.
K's not meant to be rude. It's just like, check.
Busy. You know, I use up. The thumbs up now that you do, Oscar, yes. Because I think it's better. Just sending a one-word response. Hi, everybody. That's rude. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. Intentionally waiting to respond to a text. 31% said that's rude. Texting while you walk. I hate that. I hate that. That 26% of people say that's rude.
It's not texting- bad to do a one-word reply depending on the word. A bad one-word reply is screw.
Texting someone who's in the room or maybe the home. Using a lot of emojis. I like emojis. Emojis yes. were designed to communicate more effectively.
Yeah.
Texting long paragraphs. Huge on my list.
Yeah.
I hate that
I
one.
I apologize before I write the Old Testament. Like I'll say before, apologize for the length of the text, but you need to know this.
And you know what else? It's a lot easier to do a lengthy text now that the voice recognition or the voice to text has gotten a lot better.
Yes,
and you can dictate.
Yeah,
and you look down and you've got like a full screen. It's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. A new study looked at how happy adolescents are compared to how much time they spend on their phones and computers. And the ones who were happiest only spent about an hour a day on things like texting, video chat, playing games, browsing the internet, and checking social media. Yes, 1 hour a day total.
Wow.
I welcome your feelings on this, Rob, since you're the father of adolescents right
now.
Kids who got 1 to 2 hours of screen time were happier than kids who got more than that. And they were also happier than kids who got no screen time. So your kids shouldn't spend too much time on their phone, but they also don't want to cut them off completely. If the internet is your kid's only way to socialize, cutting them off could do more harm than good. The ones who fell into the 1 to 2 hour range tended to spend more time hanging out with friends face to face and doing things like playing organized sports and exercising. What say you, Mr. Spiewak?
Julia has an hour of screen time done before she gets up in the morning.
The research.
She texts in her sleep. Am I right?
The researchers also looked at studies from previous years and found the overall happiness of teenagers has been on a sharp decline since 2012. That was the first year more than 50% of Americans owned a smartphone. That is no
That's
surprise to me.
Also the year
these
Julia,
devices are killing us.
Julia became a teenager in 2012. And suddenly they're unhappy. Who knew?
It's good to see so many people hitting the streets to rally behind something so important. On Sunday, approximately 100 people gathered in Montgomery, Alabama to hold a candlelight vigil for a Taco Bell that burned down last week.
Ruh-roh.
They gathered in the Arby's parking lot next to where the Taco Bell used to stand. They held candles. There was a musical performance. And everyone talked about how the other restaurants in the area couldn't meet their needs. One woman said, quote, Waffle House is open, but if you really want to get full, you've got to have $10. And sometimes they're out of waffles. Taco Bell, they're never out of tortillas.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fortunately, no one was hurt when the Taco Bell burned down. The owners say they were, quote, overwhelmed by the vigil. And they are planning to rebuild and reopen as soon as possible. Happy ending story. Yay! That's just so sweet. There were some tense... A little something-something for you now.
Please.
There were some tense hours at the Slidell, Georgia post office the other day after a man attempted to mail a suspicious package.
Mm-hmm.
The man was attempting to mail the package to a federal agency, but when he was questioned about it, he ran away. Police were called and authorities cordoned off streets surrounding the post office. At about 7 p.m., police said the package apparently was not an explosive, but that authorities were still taking necessary precautions.
Good.
A bomb squad and a robot were brought in and the package was x-rayed. Inside, authorities found containers containing 70 pounds of human feces.
What a random number.
70 pounds. A police spokesman said, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
As everyone knows, there is no war room for that in D.C. since he was sending it to a federal agency, since we've had a supply of it for the last 30 years. Am I right, ladies?
There we go.
Don't need no more. Yeah. Happy shutdown day. Over. Over shutdown.
Well, temporary. Yeah, they're going to fix it for a little while.
Yeah. February 8th. Traffic gets good again. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Just because it's winter, that doesn't mean you have to forget about the beach. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station. And as the sun goes down, turn your radio up. The Mike O'Meara Show is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. The best music and your favorite radio show. That's enough to keep you warm until Memorial Day. That and plenty of drinking. 7 p.m. five nights a week, TMOS on The Wave. Hot fun in the wintertime.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Meara Show bonus hour, but remember, the future of our show depends on it. And even if you've already bought yours, think of others.
Others, Oscar.
Others.
Others.
Now it's easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. It's easier to give to someone than the flu. Plus, no vomiting. That's our promise to you. It's like a fever dream of fun. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Boom, that easy. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so you can give it in person. But why go through that when you can send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away and they don't have to touch you?
Right.
It's never been so easy to give the gift of laughter, and better yet, they'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, start giving, and we thank you. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, Jan 23, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
If you mail someone the bonus show, it's like sending them 70 pounds of fun.
Yes, absolutely. Just like that guy in Slidell, Georgia.
Jake Tapper on the news show, the CNN show, he was talking with Brooke Baldwin, and he's rooting for the Eagles, as we talked about earlier, but he was pretty out front with his opinion. Listen to Jake Tapper.
I think I'm going to root for the Eagles because of the Pats and my Atlanta Falcons, and I don't even want to talk about the Super Bowl last year, so let's take
the Patriots
Pats
are
down.
Cheaters, Brooke. The Patriots cheat. I mean, this is just a fact as established by investigations. They're a cheating team. I mean, the facts speak for themselves.
They are a cheating team.
I love Jake Tapper. I love Jake Tapper.
He doesn't take a lot of prisoners.
That's just so funny. He says it. Oh, my God. And if you wanted to see a battle royale, Chris Cuomo going up against Kellyanne Conway last night. Oh, my God. It makes you want to put your head in an oven. It was horrible.
And yet,
we literally had two people talking at the same time for the entire broadcast. Stunning.
She still manages to look stunning.
She actually looked good. She really looked phenomenal on CNN.
Was she wearing a good outfit? Really.
But then she starts with everything, and she will. I'll tell you something. There is no one on television right now who can
handle
pit bull their way through an interview like Kellyanne Conway. I mean, she's elevated the art of this BS to an something just biblical. It's astonishing. It really is.
Snoop Dogg, I can't imagine why it is on this show for the last few weeks. We keep talking about sex dolls and things like that, but they keep rearing their head. They seem to be a hot trending topic. Snoop Dogg is getting on Instagram. People keep sending him pictures of sex dolls. And Snoop Dogg doesn't like this. So Snoop has taken to Instagram to say, please stop.
Enough.
But don't you think by going on Instagram and saying, don't send me pictures of sex dolls, isn't that sort of a reverse psychology thing about to happen?
For our listeners, it would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
But he makes himself very clear here.
Insecure, no game having mother. Quit sending me pictures of them god blow up dolls. I don't give a about how sexy you think the bitch look. Knock it off and get you a real bonafide breathing bitch.
A real bonafide breathing bitch. That's what he wants. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Snoop.
So yes, please.
How old is Snoop now? How
Calvin
old
Brody?
60s. Almost 60, I imagine.
I think Calvin Brody's just turned 82.
You'll never 50s. Know. Snoop.
You won't. You will never know. You will
you
never
will
know.
Not know.
Oscar, I know you had a lot of video games going on last night.
Yes. So
did you catch The Bachelor?
Overwatch. No, I have to catch up. DVR.
Okay, tonight, last night on The Bachelor, I'd like to bring a highlight so Mike can stay plugged in with this hot program.
Spoiler.
They went on a wilderness retreat, and they tried to make it think it was important for them to
group date to
recycle their own urine.
Oh, no.
They went so far as to make The Bachelor himself drink apple juice. To fool them.
Oh, sleight of hand.
Here they are. It wasn't the hand. Here they are reacting to drinking their own.
There's not a lot of water around here, so the first thing you're going to be thinking about, recycling.
Recycle urine?
I'm going to give Ari a bottle. I'm going to give you guys a bottle. You can step off in the woods, and we're going to see who's ready to do what they got to do to survive. That's your first test.
Mm-mm. Can't make me. Gandhi used to drink his own pee. I think he thought it was nutritious. Or maybe when he would fast, he would just drink his own pee. But I'm not Gandhi.
Wait. It was just apple juice.
Isn't it great? That's the only really, thing on Channel 7.
They really get him going.
They really do. It's apple juice.
I have to believe that half of this, it's fake reality television, right? But I still sit there and watch. I'm like, watch. The girl with the dog issue, the girl with the bumper car trauma.
Mike.
Like, there's always something. Hello?
Mike.
Hello?
Mike.
Mike.
We're talking about The Bachelor, Mike.
What?
Snoop Dogg is 46 years old.
46.
Yes.
Okay, thanks to the Sweetwater Audio Company for sending the Tootsie Roll that I'm enjoying.
Isn't it
oh,
nice
they do
that
they love
they candy?
Throw candy. Yeah,
yeah they yeah. care. Mm-hmm. Like they really do care.
Dave Grohl, there's no one cooler. He's on tour in Australia right now. They're performing the song Everlong, and a very enthusiastic fan runs up on stage. How do you handle it? Well, here's how Dave Grohl handles it. Foo Fighters.
Kevin! Zeppelin! Oh, Zeppelin with the J. Sorry, Zeppelin with the J. Get the f*** off my stage. This one's for Zeppelin with the J. Ooh, God. So let's sing this one for him. Because he gets to see another guy.
So he does Tough Love.
I didn't hear any of that. What did he say?
It's Tough Love. He says, what's your name? Get the F off my stage. And then dedicates the rest of the song to Jeff with a J. Oh.
Time to go.
Time to go. Right.
That's very competent.
Also
That's kind of
scary because... Mm-hmm. You know, you never know what's going to happen these days. Yeah. Somebody runs on stage.
Yeah, but it's not going to be worse than breaking your leg in four places. He's already done that.
Honestly, if you're on stage and someone runs on stage and you think that they're a threat, what do? You would hope that your security team stops that from happening, right?
Yeah, it's already gone too far.
Right? It's too late.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it at like one of our shows.
Oh, no. At our shows, we just help Barb or Chuck to sit down.
Here comes Dirk.
Here comes Dirk. Tackle him.
SDM,
that's when Mike screams, get the F off my stage. Get the F off my stage.
I love it.
All right, let us finish with this. The news actuality, I think, of the month. Her name is Shirley Nash. She lives in North Carolina, and they were preparing for a snowstorm. Now, North Carolina doesn't get a lot of snow, so this is a big deal. They asked Shirley how she was going to prepare.
Just before the first flakes fell, people in North Mecklenburg County prepared to be snowed in for the weekend. But agree, a weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I love it.
Let's hear the actuality one more time.
Probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Get the F off my stage!
I love her. I love her. I love her.
That is Shirley Nash, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh my God. Just get all fat and sassy. That's like
awesome.
She just literally summed up the way people react to a snowstorm.
Yeah, so happy as well.
It's an eating excuse. No wonder I loved it so when I was back east. Anyway, that's it, people. Hey, Jessica. Hey, Alexis. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yay, family. Welcome. We'll see you next time. Maddie, thanks for coming back for the visit. Adrian, thanks for being so gracious to hang out in the back room today. Don't forget to update our brand new app. Unlock the 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.